we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Hello again. I'm hoping that lovers of verbal ingenuity and lovers of cats will stay with us for this half hour because they will be hearing something to interest them. Maybe lovers of music too, as I welcome yet again on your behalf Ian Wallace, Dennis Norden, John Amis, Frank Muir. Yes, I did say cats later on, but for the moment it's simple musical identification. Ian Wallace, what is this?
Well, eventually, if you play enough classical bits of music to me, by the law of averages, one of these days I'm going to know it, and this is the day, because I know that is the Corelia, or part of the Corelia suite. I wouldn't like to hazard what part, but it's Corelia suite by Sibelius.
Yes, it comes in between things, so it's the intermezzo from Corelia suite by Sibelius. A mark for you. Good. Dennis, what words did Ogden Nash write at the top of this piece of music?
I had an idea it was called The Swan, which Ian confirmed, and I can't remember Ogden Nash's verse about that. I can give you his one about the turtle.
All right, yes. That would do for half a mark, wouldn't it?
The turtle lives mid plated decks which practically conceal its sex. I think it clever of the turtle in such a fix to be so fertile.
Well, that's worth a mark, isn't it?
What
Ogden Nash actually wrote at the heading of that, The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals, I think an absolutely immortal first line. The swan can swim while sitting down. The whole verse is, the swan can swim while sitting down, for pure conceit he takes the crown. He looks in the mirror over and over and claims he's never heard of Pavlova. Well, we must pass on, I think. John, the composer of this anthem, you're going to hear, gave an organ recital practically every Monday for 50 years in the Church of St. Michael's at Cornhill in the City of London. John, can you remember who wrote that?
I don't know the piece, but I remember that Harold Dark was the organist.
That's your mark, Dr. Harold Dark, yes. In the music publisher's catalogue, that anthem by Dr. Dark is listed as Oh, Gladsome Light, Dark. And it gives me the opportunity to mention I had a letter from a clergyman in Ilkeston. He'd noticed a similar example in a publisher's list. The Lord God is a light, green. And I'm grateful to another listener, Lawrence Swinyard, for a publisher's announcement that reads, And the Lord gave Mendelssohn fourpence.
That lovely English translation in the old edition of the Verdi Requiem, in the Dies Irae, or rather the Tuba Mirum, it says, Hark, The trumpet sounds appalling.
Why does it say that? I don't get that.
It's a translation. Really, the dreadful.
Oh, yes, the dread sound or something.
Or A-W-E-F-U-L trumpet.
Well, to more serious matters, Frank Muir's question. Frank, here's a magnificent theme. Cheerfully listen to for the rest of our half hour. Frank, yeah. Elgar called that Nimrod. Who was?
That's the answer I got ready.
Can't help that. Can't be helped. Who was Nimrod, Frank? Who was Nimrod?
Well, he was the first really good sporting journalist at the end of the 18th century. Real name, Charles Appleby.
That was not the answer I expected, as you well know.
You expected the fact that he got his name from Old Testament character, right, Mighty Hunter.
A mighty hunter before the Lord, yes. References in Pope and Milton, as you will know, of course. Elgar's Nimrod was A.J. Yeager. Why did he call him Nimrod?
Well, he wore wool.
Jaeger was a German.
Yes, yes.
The English for Jaeger is Hunter. Yes. Hunter is the knight in Nimrod, huh?
Yes, Hein, that's right.
Jaeger hat verlaufen. Lauf, Jaeger, lauf. Five.
Yes.
Thunder, that came up from the sludge of memory. I learned that at school and never said it since.
Send it back.
Jaeger hat verlaufen. Lauf, Jaeger, lauf.
Order, order.
Love, 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 love.
Order, order. Cries of withdraw. Order. There's a time limit on answering the questions in this next round. You have 10 seconds, each of you, in which to supply four names as I come to you. It's half a mark for each name. Ian Wallace, I've got a watch here, so I'm timing you. The names of four jazz clarinetists, starting now.
Ackerbilk.
Yes.
Artie Shaw.
Yes.
Benny Goodman.
Yes.
Artie Shaw.
And?
Time's
up. Time's up. You get 3 out of 4. That's 1.5 marks out of 2. Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Ackerbilk, as you said. Also Woody Herman, Barney Bigard, Jimmy Hamilton, Buddy DeFranco. Lots of them. Right. Not bad. Dennis, the names of 4 Vincent Heumann songs, starting now.
Hallelujah, yes. Sing T for 2.
Yes.
I want to be happy.
Good.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yes, lovely. Well done. Sandra. Yeah. Or Great Day, the karaoke, Get Happy Without a Song, More Than You Know, I Know That You Know. Very good. 2 out of 2 there. John Amos, the names of 4 opera libretti by Eugene Scribe, starting now.
Blimey.
That's one.
Wrong.
Yeah, I let him stand halfway for that one.
Yeah. Les Huguenots.
Yes.
Robert le Diable.
Yes.
No.
Give him a bit of extra time.
It's a dirty one.
It's a hard one. Give him a bit of extra time.
Yeah, I'll say it's a hard one. What? Who said what? What?
Time's up, I think. Well, you could have said Sicilian Vespers, Ballo in Mascara, L'Africain, Le Prophet, Cantori, Le Juivre, L'Elysée d'Amore, and lots of Sonnambula, lots of them. But you got 2, didn't you, out of... so that's 1 mark out of 2. Very good.
Gershwin, please.
Frank, 4 songs by Vivian Ellis.
Ma Bella Margherita.
Yes,
he is my lovely day.
Yes,
ducky.
Yes.
God. Bless the bride.
Yes, that's right. Anything else?
And
I was never kissed
my
before.
Love.
Time's up. Yes, all right. Three out of 4. Yes.
Yeah.
The ones you mentioned, yes. 3 out of 4. 1.5 marks. Also, spread a little happiness. I'm on a seesaw over my shoulder. I was never kissed before was the one he was trying to think. You were trying to think of from Best of the Bride. Sweep. Me and my dog were just lost in a fog, you remember? And the one I think Vivian himself tries to forget, the flies crawl up the window. Very good. And back to our normal pace. And to the keyboard.
Mm.
because here comes the medley of six tunes for each team, half a mark for each title they get right. If you have a mind to, try it yourselves at home. So, pens, ink and paper ready then, and the first medley for Ian and Dennis.
Somebody was going to clap it there even before it was clapping you, of course.
Well, it's conceivable, Ian. Conceivable. Didn't get very far. Right. Any six titles from you? First one was very brief.
Yes, I didn't get the first one.
No.
Anybody in the audience?
Till ready.
Till Eulen Spiegel's Merry Pranks. Didn't get that. Right. On we go, then. What did you get?
Cruising down the...
Yes. River.
Yes.
That's what you've written down, isn't it?
Yeah, Cruising River, I've got.
Yes. Mm. What did you write down next?
Well, what I wrote down was Walk, 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 and then while you were talking, I rapidly ran through it and got to In the Twi, Twi, Twilight.
Good, yes, that's right. That's the way to do the game, yes. Then,
You Will Remember Vienna.
You Will Remember Vienna.
And then two easy ones at the end.
I'll See You Again.
Yes, and?
And Something from Die Fledermaus.
Yes, that's good enough. It's a theme from Die Fledermaus. 2.5 marks out of three. Very good. Yeah.
I once made the terrible mistake of complimenting Steve Race on his medleys, which I do think are awfully good, but I don't say so again, because the result was that he made them one the following week about half the length.
Yeah.
Well, now... That's funny
enjoy
you say
it.
That. Yes.
See.
Well, this I will do that because the second one I rather fancy my chances in the second one, so I have a rather lingering time on that. But the medley then for John and Frank. Arrival, John. Yes. A late arrival. What was the first bit?
I've just got it.
Yes.
Manuel de Falla.
Yes, from the...
I'm not quite sure when he said the sombrero, the tres picos.
That's right, yes, from the three-cornered hat.
Would I be
the Miller's Dance.
Would I be terribly far away from it? I wrote down a rather poncy introduction to You and the Night and the Music.
You'd be right. Yes. Then came.
We have got a little list, haven't we?
Yes,
a little list.
Hungarian Rhapsody.
Number?
Yes.
Yes.
Two.
You're right, number two. That's right, yeah. Then, a bit of film music.
Farewell, my love.
Well, a title will do, yes. The theme from Dr. Zhivago. But farewell, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's all right.
You're on your own, buddy.
Yes, we had a bit of trouble, I must admit, yes, the number four.
did you?
Well, what did you make of it?
Mm. Well, I made a bit of a bosh of it.
It's a German number.
No.
Oh, it's another film.
Can't tell you. Same composer.
Oh,
it's one of those jarring.
No, but you're. It's a song.
Yes,
the Lawrence of Arabia.
No, that was a very good switch there, wasn't
it? You're on half marks anyway.
Don't praise him.
Yeah. No, thank you anyway. Then came two more songs.
Then we had a bit of trouble.
Yes.
In the kingdom of my heart, that is.
But that's one of the lines, it's not the title.
Well, it's good enough for this thing. Put it down.
Shall we give it to them?
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And the other one is The Shade of the Old Apple Tree.
That's right, and the white dove was the one you didn't get, but you do get a half mark for. So you get 2.5 out of 3 as well.
After the medley, you feel as though you've taken A-level Greek.
I know I do.
I really must apologize to you for sort of suggesting such surprise that the audience would applaud at the end of the medley. But, of course, the thing is that we are always so squinting with concentration at what's about to be written down that any idea of applause...
Ian, a handsome apology, but what my medley actually received from the audience was...
I mean, that's known in the trade as applause.
How long do they take you to work out?
Oh, in the bath or on top of a bus or something. It's hard to say, you know. I don't know.
Really? How'd you get the piano upstairs?
As promised at the beginning of the programme, this next round concerns cats. Personally, I'm more of a dog man myself. I must admit there are some nice cats around. Musical cats as well. Ian, where did I find these musical cats? The unmistakable musical paw print of a composer there.
Really?
Yes.
Sure. I was just beginning to think he'd given me that Corellia suite at the beginning just to give me one easy mark. There was something nasty creeping up later on all four paws. It's modernish music.
Yes.
You
don't know, do you? No. It comes from Ravel's opera. I thought it was pure Ravel, L'Enfant et les Sortilèges.
Oh, I'm sure it
and,
is. Absolutely.
Pure. Well, I can't give you the marks there, can I? Dennis, whose literary cats are these?
Uncle Jerry and Rumpelteazer were a very notorious couple of cats. Had knockabout clowns, quick change comedians, tightrope walkers and acrobats.
Yes. And you have to, if you don't love cats, you have to be very wary because nothing provokes listeners like saying something against cats. Honestly, dog lovers must be more secure or something. If you say anything on the radio about cats, which is even faintly derogatory, they wait for you outside tube stations with umbrellas. I loathe cats. This was T.S. Eliot. T.S. Eliot from Old Possum's Practical Book of Cats.
That's right. Yeah. I remember Alan Rawthorne composed the music for Eliot's Jellicle Cats as well. The singer, the Cleo Lane there. You've got the marks. John, where is this cat song to be found? Where did I get that cat?
I have a friend who, when he doesn't know things in quizzes, says, actually, it's not a piece I know.
That's lovely, isn't it? It's not a piece you know. The style of the composer was in the oboe and the little pizzicato section afterwards, rather. Modal. Very English.
It is, isn't it?
No, I didn't help Ian, and I helped you, so only one mark if you get it. Now, what's the piece?
It's from Five Tudor Portraits.
Yes, you're right. It's one of Vaughan Williams' Five Tudor Portraits, to a poem by John Skelton, the 15th, 16th century poet. One mark out of two, because you did very well.
What do you mean? What didn't I get right?
Pardon?
What didn't I get right?
Well, you didn't get anything until I gave you a heavy hint about who the composer was.
Right. Oh, about the oboe?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, thanks very much.
There's one thing that brings in more mail, Dennis, than abusing cats, and that's the people who think I favour your side or the people who think I favour the other side.
No, nothing brings in more mail than abusing cats.
Actually, I don't give a hoot who wins, frankly.
May I say at this juncture that I can only applaud the restraint of the colleagues on this programme, that we've got this far and nobody's made the joke about de pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just did, Frank.
I know.
You just did.
On the violin was Charlie Katz.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture all those cats waiting with umbrellas outside the tube station.
Somebody once asked, do cats wash their faces with their paws, or do they lick their feet and wipe them on their faces?
You're riding for a real mailbag.
Well, I always understood that when they did that, it was going to rain.
You stand under them, it does.
Right, back to the music. Frank, who are the cat duettists here?
Very well known piece, this.
Yes.
Very, very well known.
Yes.
particularly by the Johnny half of Frankie and Johnny. It's Elizabeth Schwarzkopf and Vittoria de Los Angeles.
Thank you, yes, that's right. Singing Cat's Duet by Rossini. Too much to you. Who was the retiring cat accompanying them on that occasion, John? Do you happen to know?
Gerald Moore.
Yes.
It always is.
His farewell concert. No, but he really did. At his farewell concert in February 1967, that was. Song time. Closing song time. Dennis, you begin as usual, and then John, Frank, and finally Ian. So, Dennis, this is a song from 1931. Just for once, I'm going to start you off with the middle bit. See if you can come charging in and complete the chorus. Right.
Pardon me, pretty baby, is it yes, is it no, is it maybe? Pardon me, pretty baby, don't I look familiar to you, or you look familiar to me?
That was my key.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, pardon me, pretty baby. John, Herrick, the words, Horn, the music, a sort of 17th, 18th century version of Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. Ripe ones. Would you like a key?
Cherry red, cherry red, red, hey, cry.
That's McDowell's To a Wild Cherry.
What?
To a Wild Cherry by McDowell.
Cherry red, cherry red, red, hey, cry. Fool and fellow ones come and die.
To do a Norton, you know, you break off and talk, you know.
That's right.
It's a good get-out, John. Yes.
And welcome.
Yeah. I think it was my uncle who used to sing that, and his pronunciation was rather sort of throaty. And I always used to think that the piece was actually called Cheery Rape.
Frank. There's an old vocal, yes. An old vocal melodrama about Vera and how nearly she was bisected. Can you get that one?
Yes.
The great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer to Ville.
There's absolutely no more to be said about this.
There isn't.
No more.
Right. And what's more, you can't remember any more, can you?
Can you?
No, I can't either.
I think it got there, don't you?
Oh, it got there, yes. Ian, there's only one song I know that rhymes compass with rumpus. It's the one about getting married tomorrow morning. Shall I give you what used to be termed a vamp till ready? Right, key now, G.
Don't you? You sort of come marching down to the footlights. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I've got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, so that you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, put me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church. Get me to the church, for Pete's sake, get me to the church on time.
Lovely, but in the immortal words of Rex Harrison,
damn, 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 damn,
we've come to the end of our time. There's always another week, though. This week, it hasn't been a victory at all, it's been a tie. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreier.